Welcome. My name is Kent. I serve here at Holden as village pastor, and it is my privilege and my pleasure to welcome you all here. I hope you know how good it feels to be here in the village center. This was the site of a dodgeball tournament just on Tuesday. And so, as this village often does, it has seen a transformation, this space, in just the last few days. As we gather today around strong and heavy symbols, and I mean that both literally and figuratively, as we have few mavericks in the village right now, so I did actually help move some of these things off of the stage yesterday, and they are heavy and strong symbols that we gather around in this place. A few notes about our service. Mainly want you to know about communion a little bit later in the service. There will be three stations. Two of them will be located in the front, starting in the center and going to the sides. The ushers will direct you, but please know that if you need a gluten-free option, they will be at the two stations up front. There'll be one other station on the other side over there. And bread will be first. There'll be a common cup of wine right after the bread. Then there'll be a basket of individual cups, if you'd prefer, with a pouring pitchers that have both wine in the first and grape juice in the second pouring pitcher. And then there'll be a basket at the very end to place cups. I think that is all that you need to know for the service, other than hopefully you have a bulletin and that you are as thrilled as we are to be here for this service. Let us begin. Please stand as you're able. Creator of the world, eternal God.
We have come from many places for a little while.
Redeemer of humanity, God with us.
We have come with all our differences, seeking common ground.
Spirit of unity, go between God.
We have come on journeys of our own to a place where journeys meet.
Almighty God, Creator, this afternoon is yours, rising into fullness. This summer is yours, dipping into autumn. Eternity is yours, dipping into time. The vibrant grasses, the scent of flowers, the lichen of rocks, all are yours. Gladly we live in this garden of your creating. Almighty God, Redeemer, the sap of life in our bones and being is yours, lifting us to ecstasy. But always in the beauty, the tang of sin in our consciences, the dry lichen of sins long dead but seared upon our minds, in the garden that is each of us, always the thorn. Holy Spirit, enliven or breathe on us, fill us this day with life anew, in your new creation already upon us, breaking through, groaning and travailing, breathe on us. Holy God, three in one, you admit us now into a wonderful communion by the glories of your creation, which we did not devise, by the assurance of your freeing us, which we could not accomplish, by the wind of your spirit eddying down the centuries through these mountain walls renewed, whispering through our recaptured oneness, fanning our faith to flame, so shall we be in the world, new created, new redeemed, and new enchained together. And so, here in this Cascade Mountain Valley, let us take time together. For when paths cross and pilgrims gather, there is much to share and celebrate. Amen.
For our gathering hymn, the choir will sing two verses at the beginning, the Uyai Mose. We invite you all to sing the English verses, and then we all sing Uyai Mose at the very end.
Tina.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, holy and bountiful, you form us from the clay of the earth. You grant us gifts differing. And gathering your people into your realm, you give us water from the font of mercy, food from your tree of life, and leaves for the healing of the nations. Nourish us now with your word. Refresh us with your presence, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another and the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Listen to the word that came to Jeremiah from God. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw the potter working at the wheel.
Shall change, though the mountains tremble, though the waters roar, we will not fear. You are our refuge and our strength. In times of trouble, you
with fire, shatters the spear and breaks the bow. Be brave and still, and know that I am God, exalted among nations, exalted in the earth. Though the earth shall change, though the mountains tremble, though the waters roar, we will not fear. You are our refuge and our strength in times of trouble.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Una lectura de la primera epístola de Pablo a los Corintios.
God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit.
Ahora bien, hay diversos dones, pero un mismo Espíritu.
God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit.
Hay diversas maneras de servir, pero un mismo Señor.
God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God is behind it all.
Hay diversas funciones, pero es un mismo Dios el que hace todas las cosas en todos.
Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits.
A cada uno se le da una manifestación especial del Espíritu para el bien de los demás.
All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit, and to all kinds of people.
Todos tipos de manifestaciones son entregados por el Espíritu y a todos tipos de personas. La variedad es maravillosa.
The variety is wonderful.
Consejos sabios.
Wise counsel.
Comprensión clara.
Clear understanding.
Confianza simple.
Simple trust.
Sanar a los enfermos.
Healing the sick.
Actos milagrosos.
Miraculous acts.
Proclamación.
Proclamation.
Director Ejecutivo de Holden Village.
Executive Director of Holden Village.
Distinguir entre los espíritus.
Distinguishing between spirits.
Lenguas.
Tongues.
Y la interpretación de lenguas.
And the interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by the one Spirit of God.
Todos estos dones tienen un origen común, pero son entregados uno a uno por el Espíritu de Dios. Palabra
Word
de Dios.
As we prepare to hear the reading from Revelation, let us stand as we're able and sing the gospel acclamation.
Listen to the word that God has spoken. Listen to the one who is close at hand. Listen to the voice behind creation. Listen even if you don't understand. Listen to the word that God has spoken. Listen to the one who is close at hand. Listen to the voice behind creation. Listen even if you don't understand. Listen to the word that God has spoken. Listen to the one who is close at hand. Listen to the voice behind creation. Listen even if you don't understand.
A reading from Revelation chapter 21 and 22. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's peoples, and God will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Word of God, word of life. Grace and peace to you from God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We made it. Perhaps you've noticed you don't just stop by Holden Village. Whether we have come for the summer, come for the board meeting and installation, or come to stay, it takes a real effort to get to Holden Village, yet come we have by car and van, train and boat, bus and bike, and are getting here not only this time, but all the times before. Getting here has afforded each one of us a time to reflect about what is precious and life-giving about this place. And now about this time in this place. Peg and Chuck, this is now to be your place in the world. I will have a few more things to say, so I'm glad I've spotted you. But that will come after we turn our attention to the living Word of God on this hot and festive day. But for now, I simply want to remind you of the Latin origins of the word installation. It simply means to be put in one's place. Not only today, but for months to come. You will be installed again and again at Holden Village. But I think, friends, it's really about all of us this day, and about our own rightful place among the peoples of God. These lyric verses at the tail end of Revelation give us a glimpse of that new Jerusalem of God's promise to all creation. A tearless city, no water birds. A crystal river of water, clear and flowing, trees bent low with fruit. It's a final picture of the journey's end for all who take the pilgrim's way. Now, I don't know if the lure of these apocalyptic verses sound quite as enticing on a hot day as simply going out into the North Cascade Mountains on this Saturday afternoon. But over the centuries, these verses, these words, this promise from Revelation's final hope-filled chapters has loomed as mysterious and hard to explain and life-giving as the various journeys that have led us here. And so, for starters, how good it is to be right here. For Holden is indeed that place of pilgrimage and renewal, a place for learning and healing, a place where the seeds of new ideas and dreams and prayers and some of the best liturgies in the church have taken on life and form in the midst of the always changing community gathered here. Friends, I'll tell you, I've been anticipating that climb up from the dock and all the switchbacks and the curves in the road, especially the final curve, for some time now. But to be honest, there's been a shadow cast over my anticipation of this joyful day. I didn't realize it at first, but it began back in February when I had an opportunity to be in Rome during a week of unusually spring-like weather in that grand city, where I and others had the privilege of meeting with leaders from the Vatican. And I can tell you, there is a fresh spirit blowing among our Roman Catholic sisters and brothers, and in the amazing leadership of Pope Francis. I believe we will all be surprised by this unanticipated ecumenical springtime within the body of Christ. But it was while I was in Rome that I also met some of the undocumented migrants who have been making their way across the Mediterranean in small boats from places like Syria and Ethiopia, Afghanistan and Iraq, seeking a different kind of future. Like those at our own borders, they come, the young, the frightened, the courageous, desperate for a life that honors the basic needs of a family, a life of peace and ordinary hard work. When I got home, I printed out a photo of Pope Francis greeting our own Bishop Elizabeth. But in my heart, I carry the indelible image of those refugees being welcomed by the community of San Egidio, a kind of Italian form of the justice-minded community that is Holden. Then all spring, my heart stayed a bit heavy, as I imagine yours has too, with news out of Ferguson and Staten Island, Cleveland and Baltimore, Seattle, we can all name cities. How fragile, how unfair life is for our neighbors of color. Even though in spring we recognize the significance of that historic march across the bridge in Selma 50 years ago, but I'm afraid even that witness, that remembrance of courage and reconciliation was not enough to prod most of us to act to restore justice, to ensure a fighting chance for every child in this country. And then just over a week ago, the news poured forth of another cruel and senseless killing of 9 women and men as they sat together in Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church. Targeted for death because they were African American. So cruel. So unjust. So revealing about all that is still unsettled and unfinished and unnamed in our national life. And then the very next day, one after another, family members stood in a courtroom and spoke of forgiveness, spoke of the love of our God that is more powerful than hatred and the cowardice of a young shooter. Now, I'll bet you they had read Revelation in that church on Calhoun Street in Charleston. For person after person from that black community of deep and well-tested faith spoke as though they were standing side by side with their beloved family member, knowing in their broken hearts what God has promised, what God offers in Jesus Christ. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. Well, I made it up the road from the dock. Like you, my eyes were wide open on that trip, and then as the buses rolled into the village. it doesn't quite look like paradise on this mountain today. The incredible undertaking of the work of mine remediation, that incredibly hard and massive work of making our earth whole and well again. And then beyond that, all the needed work to improve the hidden systems that make Holden as a village safe and welcoming. Oh, we can see progress, but there's still a long ways to go along Railroad Creek. Yet I believe this unfinished, this not yet finished reality is a complement to this text from Revelation. For in John's vision, God does not promise to make new things that will hold up better than the old things we have wrecked. God promises to make all things new. And it's in the shadow of that promise that we install today two new directors for Holden Village. Chuck and Peg, obviously you've made your way here. Though you, both of you and I, have gotten into some trouble before, I don't know when the seed of your willingness to come and serve in this place was first planted in your hearts. But I know that in coming here, you have set aside work and valuable relationships and a home base that was familiar to you. Both of you have done that in order to cross over this threshold into a brand new time of service and learning in this absolutely one-of-a-kind, unique time and place. Thank you for your courage, your willingness to show the rest of us what it means to set out on a venture of which neither you nor any of us can yet see the ending. And you've come here at a time of unfinished business, a time of incredible visible change in this place. Now, Chuck and Steph, I think I see you way back there. What good work you've done in overseeing these last years of material rebuilding, of mission and stewardship. But now, the two of you are going to leave, and the two of you are going to stay. Peg and Chuck, like all the directors before you, the visionaries, the teachers, the poets, the community builders who are either here in person or among the cloud of witnesses from beyond, you will be indebted in your time of service to all those who have gone before you. And so thank you not only for your courage, but for your humbleness, your willingness to show the rest of us what it means to follow in the steps of others without everything needing to be all about you. But there's still more change afoot in our world than just the obvious remediation and the rebuilding in this one place. We live in a time of fresh joy for many. Did you hear about the word from the Supreme Court just yesterday? So many who have gathered and stayed and worshiped and prayed in this very place wondered if they would see that in their lifetime. And so how privileged we are to be the recipients of that history, that joyful time. But for many, it is also around the globe still a time of great weariness and suspicion, a a time in which hatred and vengeance keep on being unleashed in one context after another. And Holden Village does not protect you, Peg and Chuck, or any of us from those harsh realities. Holden is not a place where suffering is no more, but a place that understands that where suffering is, God is there too. And so, Chuck and Peg, your gentle, persistent work of reconciliation around the globe is such a beautiful part of who you are and what you bring to the good new work you will do. And you will encourage all of us to do out of this place. Thank you for bringing your greatest talents, your talents as artists and peacemakers, and your truly deep love for God's world to this calling. Many decades ago, I had a 2-semester stint as a fine arts major. And I witnessed firsthand the truth of the prophet's imagery from the text that Mary read from Jeremiah. It's really true. Before clay is fired, it is indeed as malleable and forgiving after having one time been molded as it is when it comes fresh from the earth. And I suspect there are some analogies with canvas and paint if you get at it quickly enough. But friends, our God works not only with the raw materials, but also with what has been glazed and fired, and then in the course of use, broken and shattered. As many of you may know, if you were also briefly a fine arts major, there is a technique in Japanese pottery called kintsukoroi, which is the art of repairing pottery, broken pottery, with silver or gold lacquer, so that what was once broken is all the more beautiful for having been repaired. Is that not God's story with us in Jesus Christ? See, God said, I am making all things new. This place called Holden Village, these directors called Peg and Chuck, you and me, our lives, and yes, this beautiful, frightening, fragile, resilient time in history in which we live. Thanks be to God. Amen.
With apologies to Marty Haugen for a slight editorial change, we stand and sing Now the Feast. Reminder, low voices sing verse 1, high voices verse 2. We stand.
executive directors of the village, I now ask that they be presented.
After a diligent search and prayerful deliberation, we, the Holden Village Board of Directors, have chosen Chuck Hoffman and Ed Carlson Hoffman to serve as executive directors of Holden Village. I present them and this letter testifying for their selection.
Christ Jesus, who came among us as a servant, called us to a life of loving service to our neighbor and compassionate care for creation. Chuck and Peg, you come among us as a gift from God, called to inspire us to love, to engage in the art of reconciliation, and to encourage us to serve the world in Jesus' name through the ministry of Holden Village. Some readings from Scripture. You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their leaders lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life for men.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. All this is from God, who reconciled us to God's self through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
And a reading from Ephesians. I, therefore, prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
And a reading attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. The one who works with one's hands is a laborer. The one who works with one's hands and one's head is a craftsman. The one who works with one's hands and one's head and one's heart is an artist.
Chuck and Peg, in the presence of this assembly, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility in the confidence that it comes from God? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me. Chuck and Peg, will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures, steadfast in prayer, committed to this community's discipline of daily worship, and faithful in your use of the means of grace? Trusting in God's care, will you witness to Jesus Christ in word and deed, seek to grow in love for those you serve, strive for excellence in your skills, and adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ with a godly life? Giving thanks for God's generosity, will you be faithful in your stewardship of the resources entrusted to Holden Village, its people, far and away and near at hand? The gifts and talents, questions and hopes they bring, the wonders of this mountain valley and its wombs, the wealth that comes from God's abundance, the wisdom and creativity that flow from the Spirit, and the good courage and holy joy born in our freedom in Christ. Rejoicing in your life in Christ, will you practice godly ways of life together in work and worship, in rest and play, walking humbly as a guest in the Railroad Creek Valley, welcoming others as Christ has welcomed you, forgiving others as as Christ has forgiven you. Listening attentively and speaking the truth in love, nurturing your vocations as friends and spouses, and taking your turn on dish team and miracle and mouse patrol.
Let us pray now for Chuck and Peg, for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all of creation.
For the blessed, broken, and beautiful body of Christ, your holy church, where it is torn, mend it with your mercy. Where it is prophetic, strengthen it by your spirit. Where it has fallen asleep, awaken it with your power. And where it is crucified for the sake of the gospel, raise it to new life. And in all places, bless it, that it may bear the fruit of life and leaves for the healing of the nations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For the well-being of your creation, O God, for the mountains, for our watersheds, for this watershed, for Copper Basin, for the Lyman Glacier, for Mary Green Glacier, all the lakes, the beaver ponds, and all your creatures who depend on these. Holy God, raise up prophets like our brother Pope Francis and others to speak at this urgent Kairos moment. Raise us up as prophets. Heal our greed. Heal your creation. Renew it. Save us and your oceans and ecosystems, and hold us all in your tender arms, bringing us to the tree of life in the middle of our world with its leaves that are medicine for everything that ails us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, for peace and justice in the world, among the nations, in communities, and in families, and for those in authority, may egos and pride not hinder them from doing what is right and what is good. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Amen.
We give you thanks, O God, for this Holden community across the decades and for all the blessings of this ministry. And so we pray to you for those who live without such grace, for the poor who long for bread, for the oppressed who look for freedom, for all who mourn, especially in Charleston, and for the lonely, that they may know the welcome of your love through us and among us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord, you came among us as the great healer with deeds of power and mercy, both breathtaking and inimitable. Those who live in our community and suffer, many have need of your heart, your hand, your touch, your breath. We pray for those in our hearts that we cannot reach. We give thanks for those whom you have healed, especially for Verlon Brown, who had an encounter with knee surgery, and we're grateful for the healing of Carol Hinderly. We know your church is out among those who suffer in mind, body, and spirit in nearly every corner of the world. Give us the spirit and heart to imitate you and to take on this suffering as soon as we sense it and see it. Use us as you will. Dry every tear. Hear us, O God.
We give you thanks, O Holy One, for the cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, for the First Peoples, the miners, the Holden villagers that stand as a cloud of witnesses in this gathering today. We give thanks, O God, for Holden Village, a place that has been a place of formation and reformation, a liminal space, a place where transitions can happen. We ask that you bless those who have come for this very short and rich day to be a part and become part of this community again. May this be a day for them to rekindle in them your newness of life, your promise to make all things new. And we ask that you bless those who will stay. For when the buses go down the mountain, there will be those who will stay to work, to clean up, and possibly have a little sigh of relief. Grant them, O gracious God, rest, rejuvenation, and reflection in their time this summer and the winter to come, that this too may be a place for them to rekindle in them the promise of all things made new. And we thank you, O God, that you have rekindled in all of us that hospitality of the heart amidst all of our labors. Te damos gracias por todo. Hear us, O God.
Gracious God, as you have called workers to varied tasks in this world and in your church, so you have called Chuck and Peg to this ministry. Grant them a spirit of bold trust, lively imaginations and steadfast hearts, sturdy bodies, and a sense of humor, that their work may invite all who come to Holden Village into the beauty of a life lived for the sake of the world. Hear us, O God. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your grace and your mercy and your steadfast love. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we move towards a blessing for Chuck and Peg. I'll invite them to take a step forward to the font. And as former executive directors come forward to lay hands and to hear a blessing that is spoken by Bishop Martin, which was written by Jan Richardson, she asked that a word of preface be spoken, and so I invite Stacy Judula, who was on the search committee and is a board member here at Holden, to read that preface from Jan Richardson.
I will soon share with you a preface to this blessing, but before doing that, I would like to rename it a conversation in discernment, because last July, on a hot evening when the coolest place in my house to be found was in the basement, and I had a scheduled call with Jan Richardson, not as a reference check, but as a conversation partner in discernment, she shared similar words that I'm about to share with you here in this place with me on the phone. And at the end of our conversation, she said she prayed for the whole Holden community as we discern together this next place, this next season together. And so I'm so grateful to be out of my basement and be in the heat of this place with some of you and those clouds of witnesses in other places this day in the Holden community, that we offer this preface to this blessing. Thank you for being conversation partners in this discernment. Peg would tell you that when I first met her and Chuck, we recognized each other. We knew one another right away, knew that we had found members of our tribe, knew that we were at home with one another. Our tribe soon included my husband, Gary, whom I had just begun dating when I met Peg and Chuck, and who joins in this celebration today as part of the Communion of Saints. After meeting them, Gary pronounced them a national treasure. He too recognized them. I tell you this because the only reason I can countenance the fact of Peg and Chuck moving even farther away from Florida, where I live, is because I understand that you have recognized them as well, that you and Peg and Chuck know each other and are meant to make your home, your tribe, your life together over these next 5 years. I will step aside for a moment and say that as I got off the plane in Kansas City with my friend and colleague on the board, Kathy Blomker, and met Chuck and Peg for the first time, we felt at once that we were a part of a common tribe. And now back to Jan's words. Holden and Chuck and Peg know many of the reasons why this should be so. You have a sense of why Holden has called them to this place and why they have said yes. I have a hunch that as these years unfold, you will learn that you have said yes to each other, also for reasons you can hardly imagine today. Reasons that will be revealed only as you travel together into the mystery that lies ahead. For the reasons known, for the reasons unknown, for the grace and guiding of the God who has brought you each to this place and to this threshold that opens deeper into mystery, I join with you in this day of rejoicing and of blessing, Peg and Chuck, and the community of Holden Village, near and far. God be with you.
Praise for this day. Praise for the paths that have carried us here. Praise for the hands that have made the way, for the hearts that have opened, for the gifts that have come home. Praise for this hour when we choose to say we see you, when we recognize to say we recognize you, when we dare to say we call you here. We welcome you here. We bless you here. Praise for this moment when we stand with you. Praise for this threshold that opens to us. Praise for the mystery that makes itself known in vision, in dream, in prayer, in grace, in the love that has led us and called us by name. God bless and keep you always. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
In the presence of our Lord we gather. In the presence of our Lord we gather.
I invite you to sing, "Come Let Us Bring." The choir will sing first. We all echo.
Come, let us bring the warm and fragrant bread. Come, let us bring the warm and fragrant bread. Broken here so all God's people might be fed. Broken here so all God's people might be fed. Come, let us bring the sweet, abundant wine. Come, let us bring the sweet, abundant wine. In this cup we taste the joy of grace divine. In this cup we taste the joy of grace divine. Praise be to you, set all people free. Praise be to you, set all people free. Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee. Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is our duty and delight that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, who calls us to follow the way of humble service and love. And so with the church on earth, all creation and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, gracious, and merciful God. Everything is filled with your glory. We give you thanks for your promise and presence which have sustained this and every generation. Above all, we give you thanks for Jesus, who in word and deed announced your rule of justice, reconciliation, and peace. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you and for all people. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering the command to love one another, the life and death, the resurrection and ascension, we pray for Christ's coming again, even as we pray.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Send now, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that all of your promises may come to us and to your whole creation.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
All this we pray through Jesus Christ, Savior and friend. Amen. Make us bold, O merciful God, as we pray, using the form of the Lord's Prayer printed in our bulletins. Eternal Spirit, life-giver, pain-bearer, love-maker, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. We absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For your reign in the glory, the power that is love,
now and forever. Amen.
Now is indeed the feast and the celebration. Come, taste the mystery and the grace of God.
Thank you.
from the Father. Ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst. Anyone who eats this bread
may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace.
Amen.
And God bless you and keep you. God's face shine on you with grace and mercy. God look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace, live in love.
Thanks be to God.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Stop.
All right. Hi.
All right, everybody. Hello, everybody. We're the Carpenters, and I heard there's a couple of new executive directors to be installed. What you looking at me so funny? You thought that was an installation? All right. Oh, right over here. Great. Here we come. Just give us a minute. We're gonna get things set up. Just hold on to your seat.
All right.
Everybody. Don't trip them there. Maybe up a little higher so we don't have... That's a safety concern for me. Yeah, thank you. All right, it looks like... Yeah, hang on. All right, looks like they're installed. That is what the Carpenters do best. But we have a little a few more words for you. You know, we've been really impressed with all that we've learned about Chuck and Peg. Oh, I mean, I can't even. Oh, the stuff with reconciliation around the world—that is amazing. Being people who work with their hands and their head and their heart, becoming artists. We have experienced that. They have led us through things where we're like, oh, they're artists. And this new one, a national treasure, that is woo-wee. That is impressive. But you know what? Yada, 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 yada. What we're really interested in knowing more about and quite excited about this being woven into the Holden Village history is this past that you have with the Hallmark Company and Walt Disney. Isn't that awesome, people? Woo. We are so excited, but I am also so excited to not see the words to that first thing that I was supposed to do. Does anybody have a copy? Anybody? Anybody out there? I'll make it up. So, without, wait.
The note is first.
I know, but I'm right after the note, so I'm trying to prepare myself. She's coming. It's amazing. It's amazing how this stuff happens. So I'm getting this tingly feeling. It's sort of a, I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure that this tingly feeling is, it's warm in my heart. It kind of makes me cry sometimes. I feel a Hallmark moment coming on.
Is this thing on?
To open this card here. Oh, well, thank you. Dear Chuck Plus Peg, greetings and salutations from Wes beyond. My blood sugar today is 105. I am writing you today on this gracious and beautiful day on the occasion of your installation. Yes. Now that you are, quote, the current administration, unquote, please remember that you are only the current administration. And that directors come and go. Dot, dot, dot. We can now truly say that in the edition of Chuck Hoffman, that this is truly Christian Disneyland. Yeah. Sincerely yours, Wesley H. Preeb.
Calm down, there's more. All right, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try.
You're the leaders of this place. You're the leaders of the land. One more time. You're the leaders of this place. The peace will make you know.
Forever let us hold our directors higher, 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 higher. Come along and sing the song and join the jamboree. H-O-L-D-E-N-V-I-L-L-A-G-E. H-O-L-L. H-O-L-L, because we love you. D-E-N. Anywhere in the world you could be, but you're supposed to be right here, right now. V-I-L-L-A-G-E. The tingly feeling is coming again. Hallmark moment.
D-dam, because that'll take out both the water and the power and probably back up the drain field. Oh, this is going to take way too long. Dear Chuck and Peg, you will know it when it happens, and you will figure it out then. Sincerely, Sleepless Nights in Holden Village.
Thank you.
Dear Chuck and Peg, when the internet gets slow, we'll throw you under the bus. Love, IT. Poor unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one buffering a video, this one trying to send an email, and do I help them? Well, maybe. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my office crying, help me, please, and I'd help them, but I'm not IT.
Dear Chuck and Peg, they tell you this at orientation, but I want to reiterate. Don't tell secrets in the jacuzzi. Yours truly, the village gossip.
As I walked over, I found this lying on the ground. Dear Chuck and Peg, please remember that it's been really tough to feed our families ever since ESS took over. We ask that you put more meals outside. Sincerely, the squirrels.
Divided by Peg. I got it now. Dear Chuck plus Peg. 6 months with four directors? Really? Isn't it about time you NBO'd those carpenters? Signed,
yes.
Anonymous.
Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look there. Standing in the spotlight.
Not yet.
Let every show go for broke and sing. Let's hear it in the bird and on the wind. It's gonna be Chuck and Peg's finest thing. Oh, they just can't wait to be king. Oh, no, no, they just can't wait to be the directors. Yeah, we just can't wait for our directors.
Dear Peg and Chuck, in the event of an avalanche that blocks the road, put on some warm layers, grab tools from the shop, and load into a bombardier, and head down to the VC, to the lift, to watch my favorite movie, The Shining. Ask a village child to ride a big wheel around for some extra fun. And always remember what I said about all work and no play. Love, Jack.
A whole new world, a secluded place we never knew. Oh, when I'm way up here, it's terrifyingly clear that I'm 4 hours away from a hospital with you.
Dear Chuck plus Peg, we like you, but you know who we like more? Your dog. Rudy. Thank you for bringing a village comrade, a therapy animal, a guard dog, a playmate, and Sasquatch bait. Just kidding. Our Sasquatches here at Holden Village are vegetarian. Sincerely, the village people. From the day we arrive in this village and worried step off of the bus, there is more to learn than can ever be learned, more to do than can never be done. There is far too much to take in here. Her hospitality and hilarity abound. The mountains stand high through the sapphire sky, keeps our feet firmly set on the ground.
For land's sakes, get over here. Get over here, Chuck. Had enough of this. Get over here. All right, we're going to write a card for the new directors. Yes. All right. Dear Chuck.
Huh?
No. I'm writing a card to the new directors. Yes. Dear If you just let me write it, for land's sakes. Chuck! And? No! I am right at... No. The new directors. Okay. You're a problem. All right. Dear Peg and Chuck. That's right. Now you got it. You, Y-O-U, are now officially installed. Love, the old directors. Chuck and Steph.
Oh, we feel so privileged. We're exhausted. You must be exhausted. That was beautiful. Thank you. We really look forward to this time together. As a group, this is your village. This is your Holden. We're just part of the dance right now. So we need all of you and all of your gifts and skills and to come back to this valley and its healing and as we move forward. So we love you. Thank you for coming this day. I know it was a long journey to come for a short period of time, so we feel blessed that you have.
And refreshments at the Ark. Thank you.
Water.